you, Lord. Glorious in your holiness, we approach you now, Lord God. Please be seated. Just continuing in that attitude of worship, let's keep our eyes closed and just as we approach a time of confession, just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us the things that we need to confess. Father, we know that you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, quick to forgive. And we come humbly before you now, knowing that we are broken sinners. But as followers of Christ, we are cleansed in his powerful blood. That when you look at us, Heavenly Father, you see the righteousness of Christ through our faith. So we confess our sins to you now in order to keep a short account, knowing that we are being changed from glory to glory, growing ever more Christ-like. Let's confess our sins. We say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness. And keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Great. Right, so we have opened the book. And on the screen now you will see a leaflet for Open the Book, bringing the Bible to life for every child in every primary school. And there's a lovely photo there of Open the Book team, and you can see the primary school children in the foreground, so they're taking an assembly. And Frank and Yvonne did this in Gloucester, where you previously lived, didn't you? And so we're launching it now. I don't know if you want to say a few words or go straight in. I'll hand over to you.
You haven't got Open the Book down here, so we found it such a passion of ours to go into the schools and teach the children about the Bible. Sometimes it's the only bit of church they get. And so we're going to try and launch it down here. So this is our first launch. Thank you. Gracias.
Brilliant. Well done. That's fantastic, isn't it? And I bet you didn't know that God had a Mancunian accent either, did you? I did a little talk on John the Baptist a few years ago. I don't know if Malcolm remembers this, because I got some chocolate-covered locusts. And I remember you came up and had one, Malcolm. Do you remember? Can you remember what it tasted like? Very nice. Yes. Yeah, I might get some more one day. That was good fun, that. Brilliant. That's fantastic. And John the Baptist, that story makes me think of magnets. Okay, think about having two magnets and how they attract and they repel. And we'll look at a picture of it in a minute. But what was he saying? He was saying to people, wasn't he, get ready for Jesus. Get ready for Jesus. And we've got the same job now, haven't we, I think. Our job is to join in with that, saying to people, get ready, Jesus might come back. You know, he could come back today. He could come back 200 years from now. Personally, I think that a lot of signs are suggesting it, we might well be in our lifetime that Jesus comes back. We just don't know, but we do know that we have to be ready. And so John was saying to people, get ready for Jesus' first coming. And he was saying to them, you need to turn around and face God. You're not paying attention. You won't be ready when Jesus comes. You need to turn around and face God. And he was using that word, repent, wasn't he? Now, the Greek word for repent is metanoia. Can you say that with me now? Metanoia. Metanoia. And it just means to turn around. So John was saying to people, turn around. Turn from having your back to God and doing bad things like we heard in that passage then, and turn to face God and turn to God and tune in to what God is and connect with him. And this is where we get to the idea of magnets. So have you ever had two magnets and you've tried to put them together, and there's a north and a south pole, isn't there? And if you have the two north poles facing each other, they repel, they push away, don't they, because of the magnetic fields, and they repel. But if you turn the magnet around, or one of the magnets around, so that the south is facing the north, then they are attracted together, aren't they? The magnetic forces is such that it pulls it together. And it's a little bit like that with repenting, isn't it? If we repent, then we get pulled towards God. We experience that grace and that forgiveness, and we can connect with Jesus more readily because we've turned around and we've repented and we've come to Jesus. And that's what John is trying to get people to do, turn around so that they can connect with Jesus. And that's good news for people today. We want to help people turn around and connect with Jesus and repent rather than repelling, pushing God away. You know, so many people push God away, don't they? Oh, I don't believe in God. Or, you know, Christians are all hypocrites. Or I don't believe in the Bible. They're pushing God away. If they understand who Jesus is, it's amazing. The most amazing person you'd ever meet, and what he did for us on the cross, and understanding our broken condition before God. We're all broken, sinful people, and that cuts us off with God. But when we turn to face Jesus, we get pulled to him, and we can connect. So we need to encourage people to turn around and connect with Jesus, don't we? And let's just say a prayer now to help us do that. Dear God, help us to turn our attention to Jesus, so that we can better connect with him. And help us to tell other people about how amazing Jesus is, and to encourage them to turn around, metanoia, to repent. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So there you go. There's the booklet for Open the Book. Again, thank you so much, Frank and Yvonne and Catherine and Jill and everyone that took part there. So if you just search online for Open the Book, you'll see the website. And Frank, you told me that it's one of the most rewarding things you've ever been involved in. Yeah, because you both did it, didn't you, in Gloucester? And you went in different schools, and you went, was it every 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you can make that connection with the kids and they see you out on the street and they talk to you about it. And you got parents involved as well, didn't you, from the school community? They got involved with it as well. And so what you're doing is you're building a team now, aren't you? And you need volunteers who feel called to it and excited about it to get involved and to go into the local schools. Now, we've made connections, haven't we, with St. Mark's Primary and St. George's. That's right, isn't it? And we're looking at other schools in the area, aren't we, as well? Right. So you want to get established in those two, get the team built up and know what you're doing as a team. Yeah. Brilliant. So please do pray about it if you think you'd like to get involved. It's all laid out for you, isn't it? The scripts are there, everything. So literally you're just reading from the script, put some clothes on and just enjoy it. And the schools really like it because it follows the curriculum. It's tied in with the curriculum. I'd imagine it takes a little bit of pressure off the teaching staff to do an assembly that morning, prepare an assembly, and they appreciate that very much. And you're bringing God's word. I mean, how undervalued is God's word now in society, and how much influence are children getting that isn't from God? You know, it's a chance to get that biblical influence and those stories that we're all so familiar with into children's hearts and minds in the primary school age. So please do pray and see if you get a little calling from the Lord to get involved, or if you think someone else that you know might really be good at it and want to do it and be excited, give them a nudge as well and put them in touch with Frank and Yvonne. Excellent. Right, okay. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about. Amen. Amen. Let's affirm our faith now. We'll do it seated, staying sat down, but we'll say together the Apostles' Creed. We say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite Ken to come now and lead us in some prayers.
Let us pray. First of all, prayer for our nation. God of hope, in these times of change, unite our nation and guide our leaders with wisdom. Give us courage to overcome our fears and help us to build a future in which all may prosper and share. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Prayer for the Queen. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ exchanged the glory of a heavenly throne for the form of a servant, we thank you that you've given Elizabeth, our Queen, a heart to serve her people and have kept her devoted in this service beyond all who were before her. Encourage us to serve one another and seek the common good until you call us all to reign with Christ in your eternal kingdom. Amen. A prayer for Open the Book. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Open the Book and ask you to bless the spreading of your word to the young. We ask that you inspire volunteer storytellers to come forward to make this project a success. We thank you that you have given creative skills to many and ask that such with such skills in costume and prop making will come forward. We pray too for the pupils of, and staff at St Mark's and St George's Primary Schools, and that they will benefit greatly when Open the Book comes into their schools. Through Jesus Christ, the greatest storyteller. Amen. A prayer for compassion. We pray for compassion and the children and their families that are supported through sponsorship. We particularly pray for Nelson, supported by our church, and for Gumashabi, supported by myself, especially in these difficult times of pandemic. Lord God, we praise you that you're in control of all things. We pray that you would protect Nelson and Gumashabi and all supported by the compassion. Keep them healthy, help them thrive. We thank you that you know every hair on their heads. You know exactly when they rise and when they fall. Watch over these, our children, in every area of their life and keep them safe, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray for those Christians in countries where the church is persecuted. Lord, we pray protection over Christians meeting in countries where they are in danger, where they are persecuted by the government. Draw near to them and bring courage instead of fear. Let them know your presence and closeness as they keep living out their faith in you. I pray that all believers would have access to a Bible. I pray that they have courage to remain in their own region or homeland. I pray for believers who have been rejected by family and friends, that you will surround them with a new Christian family who loves them and supports them emotionally, spiritually, and physically. I pray that you, Lord, will be an advocate for women who are socially vulnerable or who have lost custody of their children because of their faith. I pray that you would provide persecuted believers with jobs, and I pray that as stated in your word, that persecuted believers will know the hope God gives, that the Holy Spirit would strengthen them, that they would know how much God loves them, that they would know how to share the gospel, and that they would fearlessly tell others about Jesus. Through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now a prayer for our parish. God, our Father, send your Holy Spirit upon the people of this parish. Give us greater love for all. Make us more compassionate for the sick, the lonely, and all in need. More zealous in the inspiration of the young. More concerned about the wider mission of the church. And more generous in our giving of service, time, and money. Help each one of us know what we ought to do, and give us the strength and courage faithfully to do it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now if we could we just bring before the Lord anyone who is known to us, who may be ill or have problems in any other areas, maybe troubled. God of love, ever caring, ever strong, stand by us in our hour of need. Watch over those known to us who are sick. And let's just pause for a few seconds just to bring those people to mind. And if you want to call out the name of anyone, please do. Dear Lord, look after them in every danger. Grant them your healing and peace. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And let us end with the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ken. Almost brings our time of worship to an end now. I've got our final hymn shortly. But just let me encourage you to turn to God this week, this coming week, in prayer and in your Bible as well. Keep reading your Bible. So important. Keep reading it. Make it, carry it around with you. Make it so that you always dip in and out of it. I've got lots of books and resources. If you want to go deeper, just let me know. I can. If there's a passage you're struggling with, just get in touch. I've got all sorts of resources that help us understand things. And also pray together. So we've had a monthly prayer meeting, which was always on, I think, the first Monday of each month. But that's not worked out for various reasons. And if something doesn't work out, you just move on to something else, a different way of trying things, don't you, until you find something that works for us. So we're dropping the monthly prayer meeting. And instead, we're going to put some prayer pointers for the month on the notice sheet and encourage you to maybe form a prayer triplet or one with one other person or two other people, a prayer group. It doesn't have to be anything onerous, just something that fits around you, just half an hour every week or two, or 20 minutes or whatever. Meet up for a coffee and then sit and pray together, whatever you want to do. But just let me encourage you to pray, 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 pray. And I'm sure you pray lots anyway. But we can't do enough prayer. And pray and read the Bible. Cannot go wrong if you're doing that. Okay, so let's just sing now of our wonderful, blessed assurance that we have through our faith in Christ. So let's stand together for our final hymn, Blessed Assurance. Father God, we're so grateful for these gifts given here and gifts given through the bank, and gifts of time and skill and energy. We give all these things back to you, Father, for your glory, and ask that you would grant us wisdom and to be in step with your Spirit as we use these resources for your kingdom in this area. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Final blessing. But before that, next week we're starting off our eschatology series. That's a big word for you, isn't it? Eschatology, the end times, the study of the end times, biblical prophecy. What does the Bible say about the events leading up to Jesus's second return? So we're going to be doing that on the second Sunday of every month, and we're starting next Sunday. I'm very excited by it, and we're going to kick ourselves off with looking at replacement theology. So the reading for next week is Romans 11, most of the chapter. So let me encourage you to read Romans chapter 11 next week. If you're wondering what it is, basically replacement theology is the idea that's been around since the early church, that God's done with the Jewish people. He's rejected them because they killed Jesus, and he's got nothing more to do with them. And all the blessings that God pronounced over the Jewish people now are on the Christian church. And it's led to all types of anti-Semitism and all types of wrong theology. So, and that's not biblical, and we'll find that out next week. We'll look at that in some detail. So please do, in preparation, if you can, take a look at Romans 11. And we'll finish with a blessing. Thank you, Lord God. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you.